Good morning. It's 25th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah chapter 50. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Ray Willett's book. This section deals with chapter 50, but runs over into chapter 51. Brother Willett writes, Chapter 50 contains some remarkable messianic prophecies showing the way of the cross which leads to life. Jesus is depicted as a disciple and as a teacher. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of them that are taught, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. That's chapter 50, verse 4. He became a dedicated slave who said, I love my master, I will not go out free. That's a reference to Exodus 21. He came to do God's will. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. He trusted in God for help, and set his face to go up to Jerusalem, knowing that God would raise him on the third day to life and immortality. His adversaries, and those that condemn him in all ages, have no such hope. They build their world on the wrong foundations of lust and pride, which lead to war and destruction. Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Verse 9. We have to choose between the world and Jesus Christ. We can walk in our own light and reap sorrow, or we can obey the voice of God's servant, having no light of our own, but trusting in the name of the Lord and staying upon our God. All who seek the Lord, chapter 51, verse 1, must build their faith upon the right foundations, the promises of God. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bore you. The Jews, in Jesus' day, claimed to be Abraham's seed. Yes, I know you are his descendants, said Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 37. They answered, Abraham is our father. To which Jesus replied, If you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Abraham is the father of the faithful, those who seek the Lord. God called Abraham, blessed him, and made him a great nation. Isaiah 51 verse 2. Choosing Jerusalem as his habitation, God directed his purpose towards the promised end, when Abraham and his children will inherit the earth. The law of God will in that day go out from Jerusalem, and all nations will walk in its light, not learning war any more. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. 51 verse 3. All this would be accomplished through the redeeming work of Messiah, who was preeminently the seed of Abraham. His message was to the Jew first. Hearken unto me, O my nation. They must not look upon the covenant God made with them at Sinai as a finality. Their world would wax old and pass away. The Mosaic kingdom of God was the shadow of the greater reality of Christ and his eternal kingdom, which would be worldwide. My salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. This purpose, which has its roots in the promises of God made to the fathers, is nearing its completion, when the arm of the Lord will be revealed, and Jesus Christ will return with power to punish the nations for their iniquity and to save the faithful children of Abraham. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Thank you for listening.